1984 is 1776. Young, I want to thank all the listeners and viewers for holding. We're going to go to the calls in order to receive now. Thank you so much. Larry in Florida on Trump's bizarre 180ing on a daily basis on the Epstein thing. What in the hell's going on? What do you think, Larry?
Well, first of all, my prayers for your dad.
Thank you.
That's just a tough time. And for those that haven't been subscribers, I've been subscriber for a number of months now. Bought the original Trump knife for my son for his birthday.
Thank you.
Back months ago. It's great fun. Shopping there is fun. So,
thank you.
Moving on from a little bit of promote for you, which is desired, from my opinion. I've been asking myself, and I think you have too, and you're on the absolute right track. There's a couple of things where I think we have to go, and I'm only a year younger than Trump, so I kind of can understand some of the things that maybe happen after you get to a certain age, because I'm there. And one is, and please have the crew double check me on this, but he may be having some health issues, and those health issues can end up impacting, as you and I well know, they can then start to impact your mood, and even your judgment potentially.
Well, yeah, we know what it's called. I mean, I'm 51. I'm a lot grumpier than I used to be. I can't imagine being 78 under his stress. It's called grumpy old man.
Yeah, I'm a grumpy old bastard at 78. I can tell you that. Pardon my language. But one of the things is, if he's got some health issues, and sadly, what I saw and what I've been looking at is fluid retention in ankles and hands and that. That's either potentially heart or kidney issues or lung issues. And, you know, unfortunately, we know our president, you know.
No, you're right. He's got swollen hands and swollen ankles.
Yep. And, you know, that can be indicative of a real problem, or it can, you know, affect there's nothing good about it. I mean, you know, high blood pressure, that kind of thing. So that's one potential, because I'm looking for an explanation to understand the 180 on so many different things so quickly, starting with, like you said, the bombing raid with the B-2s over in Iran.
Well, let me just say this. I've been praying about this. I want you to continue. And I'm not going to shut up about this because Trump said to, and I'm still going to talk about it, but I prayed about it, and God literally just said, Trump overall is good. He's under major pressure. And, you know, just forgive him and pray for him. And that's where I'm at.
And I would agree. And I would agree. And the other piece is we all recognize, and I mean, your other guests and Dr. Elliott talked about a little bit about, you know, are we being pushed towards a financial reset? But, you know, he is dealing with a full plate, and Israel is just got him surrounded. And I don't mean in the military sense, though. You know, if you go to his office, he's pretty much surrounded by Israeli politicians. And I'm not talking so much the country as I am the people running that country. And that's just going to be hard. So when we pray for him, let's pray that he's got the discernment to get past the Susie Wiles and the other folks that are pretty close ties to Israel.
Great point, sir. Anything else you'd like to add, Larry?
The only other thing I think is we need to go back, and the Epstein stuff is not, and we remind ourselves, and you know you've done it, but the Epstein stuff is not about the files. It's not about the client list. It's really about, and the reason people are standing up so strong on this and are getting really wound up is it's about draining the swamp. It's about retaking our country from basically a bunch of really sick, greedy, evil people.
Sure, but I mean, once he said it, I barely mentioned it. I mean, I don't want to say I dropped the ball on it, but I dropped the ball. Not only would the Democrats and the globalists that control the file all these years take out bad stuff about them, they're famous for faking stuff and putting garbage in. I believe him now that he wasn't concerned. He said, yeah, go grab it, put it out. They got it. He's like, it's a bunch of crap. And he's pissed off because they put a bunch of crap in there. It all makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yep, it absolutely does. And that's why he needs to get that special counsel. So he separates himself from it. But we got to get rid of those people.
I broke it yesterday, and John Solomon says it's happening. That's a good thing Trump's doing.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, everybody's so consumed with the Epstein cover-up and all the craziness, but it's a bigger story than just that. It's what's happening to Trump, the stress he's under, what he's gone through, and really the fact he came out Sunday and said, you know, the Democrats have controlled this file, it's full of lies. He wasn't concerned before because he wasn't involved. They spiked it with crap, and that's why he's so pissed. And he's getting ahead of whatever they're about to bring out. We know the answer now. And I believe overall Trump. His response, though, is Streisand effect off the chart. And it's good to not give a crap about what the globalists think, but it's not good to not care about what your constituents think and to do something that's going to cause everybody to go totally crazy. And you go to Drudge, it's the top thing all day long, MAGA divorce. And you click it, and it's a Kelly McBreen article, you know, with Trump saying, hey, I'm going scorched earth on Jeffrey Epstein hoax, disavows past supporters who bought into this BS. Well, we're not buying into the BS that Epstein wasn't a human trafficker when his partner in crime is convicted of it. So it's not that we think Trump's involved. It's that we don't like how he's responding because it backfires. And you got to ask, why is he doing that? Matthew in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, great to be here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Cutting to the chase here, I'm kind of looking at things from a different point. You hear Bonnie mention all the victims. And if I had a daughter, I would come forward at this point. So I'm asking, where are all the victims? You know, can we have them come forward?
Well, I mean, do you know how many have been killed? How many have been dead? How many?
Well, I know that there's been three or four that have been Arkansas-ed. So maybe we can talk to somebody in Congress, like you said, maybe MTG, someone we can set up or get a hold of some constitutional sheriffs like Judge Grady in Florida. I'm looking at the original jurisdiction where these cases started from before the feds interfered. We feel like we can't trust the feds right now, and I'm thinking if we can have these victims come, because nobody other than Jeffrey and Ghislaine have been charged. So anybody that's on the list or had committed crimes, they're not facing a double jeopardy. No one's been charged yet. Let's get back to the original jurisdiction and see if we can either reopen this or keep the cold cases going. And whatever, whether New York or Florida.
I agree. You don't say there's nothing there. We're never, it's all closed. It's a hoax. No, you say the Democrats had the file. We now know they've put garbage in there. I believe that. But you don't then say, but there's nothing there.
I absolutely agree. And what you mentioned earlier a couple of days ago, I do see a side of this to where maybe they are covering up, because if we ever get the actual truth, I think it would societally crash, economically crash. I think Epstein is the key to a lot of all of our problems in the United States and around the world. I mean, I agree.
I mean, I wouldn't say he's the key, but he's like a window into what he's one of many windows, but he's a window people discovered.
Yes. And there's so many ties everywhere. I mean, I lived in Illinois for a while, and I know that Governor Pritzker's brother was associated with them. We know he's been associated with royalty in England.
I mean, look at Dennis Hastert. You know, it's not just Democrats.
The sad part is America is the number one consumer of child kiddie stuff and human sex trafficking. And that's an embarrassment and it's a stain on our country. And I have a feeling that Epstein, and along with others, are probably tied in so much and so deeply.
I mean, there's no doubt it was an intelligence pedo ring. I mean, that's come out. People are convicted. And to say there's nothing there, I mean, we have Ben Shapiro. I don't even want to spend my time attacking him. He's so pathetic. But yeah. Here's the deal. I knew he was Mossad and Maxwell's dad was and she was, and it was MI6 CIA too. So I never made it all about Israel. But to have all the Israeli operatives now saying, no, Epstein never jaywalked, Epstein actually was innocent. I mean, that's what Ben Shapiro came out last night and said. To have the Israeli firsters running in, I mean, that's right there. You know, it's just super incriminating. Not that I'm saying Shapiro's involved in something. I'm saying he's been told, do this, and it's really, really bad. Thanks for the call. I want to go to more calls, but let me mention this because I talked about it earlier but didn't get to it. Marjorie Taylor Greene is an incredible woman, incredible courage. The left hates her because she will tell the truth, and she's a leader. And she is one of Trump's top loyal supporters, and she's been right over and over again when she thinks he's been going on the wrong course. She's now endorsed Congressman Thomas Massie's bill, his resolution, to release the Epstein files that the Republicans just voted to block Monday. We all deserve to know the truth in the Epstein files, who's implicated and how deep the corruption goes. Americans were promised justice and transparency. MTG, in response to Massie, says, I'm proudly co-sponsoring and will sign the discharge petition. I will never protect pedophiles or the elites and their circles. Well, Trump has said, if you investigate Epstein, you are persona non grata. You are excommunicata. You are excommunicated. Well, I said it in the first hour. I never thought the Trump movement was a cult. I'm not saying it's a cult. But in a cult, you don't ask questions when the cult leader says so. So if Trump says questioning anything going on or what he says is bad, if he keeps talking like that, I will now start addressing it as the cult. And I'll say, well, the cult's doing good on the border. The cult's doing good trying to stop war. The cult's doing good on trade. But it's still a cult, and it's doing this, this, and that. It's bad. So stop it. So that's where we are. Here's the resolution. On screen for folks. It's not been given a bill number yet, but it's being co-sponsored and will soon. So that is a big deal. Good job, MTG. And I guess now Trump, if he doesn't back off of this insane self-destruction tour, will now attack the great Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, you know, you can't trust those Democrat dupes that have morals. No, we know the Democrats have the file. We know it's probably full of a bunch of crap and poison pills and bombs. Okay, then just bring it out. Just tell the truth. It's all we want. We already get that. It's like common sense. Here is, since I mentioned, we'll go back to your calls. Clip 5, Ben Shapiro says his sources, says there are no tapes from Epstein Island showing children being harmed. No, there's just all the quote, houses full in the FBI reports that are public from Zorro Ranch, Little St. John's Caribbean, Zorro Ranch, New Mexico, the New York lair, all of it, of hard drives and hidden cameras everywhere and convictions for underage sex and sex trafficking. But there's nothing going on. You all saw the video they put out last week. They promised 2 months ago. Now it's 1 minute taken out and 2 minutes and 53 seconds taken out and all these edits in Adobe video editing. I mean, if somebody said, here's our proof, nobody killed Epstein, around this corner you can't see is the entrance to a cell block that has people with cells that have already tried to kill him in there. And there's your proof. And by the way, we haven't edited this, but you have. Because it's the unenhanced one. One, they turn the light up on it and see, well, you can't really see it's dark shot. Well, this one's the enhanced. We just turn the lighting up. Who in their technician operation told them that? This is a setup, folks. This is sabotage. They'd be like saying, it's a blue sky outside. Look at me on screen. You see the blue sky? I don't even know it's a blue sky today. I'm in a dark studio. Just believe me, it's a blue sky right now. you're like, I don't see any shot out. If you question me, you're a traitor. You work with the Democrats. And I'm like, just make a special counsel. We heard you are. I've lost a lot of faith in these people. Oh, okay. Well, you know, you said there was an Epstein file. You release it, and you said it isn't there. Now you say it is there. Now you're going to do a special counsel, but we should shut up. Oh. I'm a traitor. All right. Great. Would be the first time I heard that. I got accused of being a Russian agent for supporting you. Here's Ben Shapiro, Israeli operative.
Thousands of hours of tape. There are, by the way, but they are child pornography. The reason the FBI is not releasing them is because those tapes do not include underage people with third parties on Epstein Island. That is not what the tapes are. Okay? I also have sources in the federal government who are covering this stuff and have seen the documents. Okay, those tapes are just child porn. That's all. That's what they are. That's why the FBI is not releasing them. Okay, as far as the Epstein list, what I have been told by my sources is that there is no Epstein list. That basically there's a black book of Jeffrey Epstein contacts. And the vast majority of those contacts are already out there publicly. That's why you know names like Prince Andrew or Alan Dershowitz or some of the names that have been mentioned here. Those contacts, there is no evidence, according to the DOJ and the FBI. And again, that's public. There's no evidence that any of those third parties were having girls trafficked to them. Here is Tucker then asserting that it was actually Mossad. Again, without evidence, not a shock. Of course, this is where Tucker was going. This has become the hot speculation on the internet, is without evidence. You say that Mossad was running Jeffrey Epstein. When I say without evidence, I mean without evidence. Naftali Bennett, the former Israeli prime minister, said, quote, "As a former Israeli prime minister, with the Mossad having reported directly to me, I say to you with 100% certainty, the accusation that Jeffrey Epstein somehow worked for Israel or the Mossad running a blackmail ring is categorically and totally false. This accusation is a lie being peddled by prominent online personalities such as Tucker Carlson, pretending they know things they don't." And in fact, I followed up with the former prime minister, Naftali Bennett, and what he told me is that Mossad has not been active in the United States since the, or against the United States, since the Jonathan Pollard scandal of 1987, when a U.S. Army contractor who's actually working for the Navy revealed classified information to the Israeli government. He was prosecuted by the United States government and ended up in prison for almost 30 years. And so Israel since then has not spied on the United States with Mossad.
Wow. Ben Shapiro was talking to the former prime minister and the head of Mossad, and he said Israel doesn't spy on the United States. Then, of course, we have the admitted handler, John Bryan, of Prince Andrew, saying, no, he did abuse underage girls. But you just heard Ben Shapiro. He talked to the former Israeli prime minister that was the boss of Mossad, and he said there's nothing there. Was Ehud Barak 30-plus times on record at Epstein's facility going in and out with young women, trying to cover his face? Is he in the files that have been released with Epstein talking about women, girls? Yes, Benny Shapiro, he is. Was Robert Maxwell, the father of Ghislaine, the real boss, the head Mossad operative buried with Mossad honors at Mount of Olives with his body received by the Israeli prime minister? Probably not Mossad, right? I mean, here's the deal. I don't say Israel is the fount of all problems in the world. But do not piss in my face and tell me it's raining. Do not. Ben Shapiro, that organizes Elon Musk going to Israel. Ben Shapiro just calls up the former prime minister. Well, there's your total proof. What is the Mossad maxim? What is their call sign? What is their refrain? What is their battle cry? What is it exactly? Like, by way of deception, we conquer. By way of deception, we overcome. For the exact quote. Guys, pull up the Mossad. It's on their own website. What is the Mossad in Hebrew maxim? By way of deception, we what? The Mossad By way of deception, thou shalt do war. Oh, but you heard Ben Shapiro. I mean, we talked to the former boss of Mossad. I called him, he said. I bet you talk quite a bit. And he says, why, since Jonathan Pollard got put in prison for stealing U.S. military secrets, we've never spied on America, not one time. Not Monica Lewinsky. That all came out. Not the Israelis tapping the White House. No, 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 no. And the Russians don't spy. And the Chinese don't spy. And MI6 doesn't spy. And the cartels don't spy. And the French don't spy. I mean, just everybody knows all these governments spy on each other. Why don't you just say, yeah, we monitor our ally, like Senator Cruz said. I mean, Cruz is smart enough to not say Israel doesn't spy on us. Oh, my. I mean, Ben Shapiro has nothing but raw disdain for his dwindling audience. And it's so classic. They had billionaire Zionist funding to start the Daily Wire. And then they all got dreams of Hollywood and put hundreds of millions of dollars into Hollywood productions with them starring in it. Because they want to be movie stars. Hollywood's been dead for 20 years, bro. It's a joke to anybody with an IQ above room temperature. What people care about is authenticity and the truth. The age of Hollywood's over, but you still got into this to be a Hollywood movie star. You're a joke. So, and I don't say this so the Israel lobby doesn't attack me. They've been attacking me forever because I oppose their policies and other globalist policies. Ugh. It makes me sick to have to sit here and spend time on Israel. Because I understand how the universe works, and I understand that the people that are obsessed with Israel, if it is possible, and it is, 9 times out of 10 are even sicker. Because that's that weird thing about the weird spiritual vortex around Israel and just, and you know, the Abrahamic religion, all of it, and there's a real thing there. And there's all these amazing things Jews do. They do. There's all these horrible things they do. It, you know, any exceptional group is going to be exceptionally evil and exceptionally good. I mean, that's real. I mean, I have respect for it. I admire a lot of it. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I can admire a Bengal tiger in the jungles of India. Don't mean I'm going to get in my car, run over and try to hug it. But, dude, you're a predator, man. You think we're all a bunch of animals, and how it works is they get Jews abused for their operations. The Jews all get behind them, the alpha Jews, who then suck off of them and control them. And then they always make a play for total power. And then that conjures the golem. That conjures the Adolf Hitler. That conjures the Ben Shapiro. That conjures the Nick Fuentes. Because it's all two sides of the same coin. And I'm not saying Nick Fuentes is Hitler. I'm not saying Ben Shapiro's Hitler, but it's those forces that form is the same archetype. And it always goes the same direction. And I'm just like, can we stop this cycle, please? I mean, you guys just have to have your Armageddon, don't you? And again, I've never really followed Nick Fuentes. We'll go to break it back with the calls, rest of the broadcast. I mean, I knew he did the Groypers and popped up in 2016 and seemed articulate and interesting and like the interview. He was not, you know, overall very likable guy, very smart. I mean, he's very, very smart. And I didn't know that he was in Model UN. It doesn't mean he's a UN agent. I mean, any of the smart kids in school, they'd like a debate class, you model UN stuff. I noticed early on, it's kind of a factoid junkie of geopolitics and history and, you know, regions and things. I was like, this guy really knows what he's talking about. And he's like 18, popping up the Daily Wire, interviewing him here and there, then meeting him a few times, rallies, things like that. But I never did his origin story. So I got up about 4:30 this morning, and I was doing research, and I just in my feed popped up the Candace Owens interview they did last Friday with Fuentes. And I didn't listen to the whole 2 hours, whatever. I listened to about 45 minutes because I got busy. And it was how he does his speech against leftists. It's super popular at Boston University. And the Daily Wire comes and hires him and then starts pecking him, saying, you got to go to Israel. You got to be pro-Israel. He wasn't even thinking about Israel. He was actually pro-Israel. But he wasn't like thinking about Israel. He's like, well, what do you mean I got to, you know, get more pro-Israel? And they were trying to recruit him in. And then over the next year, he wouldn't do it. So they threaten him, fire him, then get him blackballed. And then that's what made him go on this path. And that is the perfect allegory or microcosm of why a real sage, Michael Savage, was on 2 weeks ago. And he said he's talking to the highest level in Israel. And they're not anti-Israel. They're not anti-expansion. They're not any of that. They're like, Netanyahu's got to go. He's turned the whole world against us. Yeah, he's getting a lot of power out of it. But we can see where this leads. And, I mean, they literally created Nick Fuentes. Pro-Israel. But he kept asking, why am I always being pushed to go to Israel? Why am I being told I got to do this for Israel? And then he started asking. I said, you don't ask questions. And then they persecuted him. Just like, I never make a big deal about it, but it's been the ADL and, you know, that lobby's quarterback in the law firms. And I go in there and, you know, I go, you white shoe boys aren't going to destroy me. And they put a headline out in a fake transcript, white Jew boys. And we create the audio of the court, and the court has to admit I said white shoe boy, which means Ivy League. But, you know, I didn't make a big deal about it. It was Jewish mafia attacking me. I'm like, oh, that's all right. That's fine. I'm not going to, you know, play your game. And then they just still make it about that. Like, no, we're going to do that, and you're going to sit there and take it, buddy. We don't care both your grandfathers almost died bombing Hitler. We're going to call you a Nazi, and you're going to sit there, and you're going to take it. Because we're going to cynically sit there, and we're going to use that for control and power. And I'm like, hey, I'm not like Fuentes. And I'm not saying he's weak-minded. He's very smart. But he doesn't, you know, love Hitler or anything, but whatever. He gets into the edginess of, you know, halfway defending him. But let's explain something. I don't like Hitler, and I don't like the people running Israel. And I put you people in the same boat. Sick, evil, power-grabbing demons who are going to get us all killed. Got it? How dare you? And I'll tell Israel this. You are conjuring the ultimate Hitler that will destroy us all. You are going to get everybody killed. Ladies and gentlemen, I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath with a high-tech clip under your belt or your pants, and it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself in store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low. Wholesale, so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade, it's a symbol of freedom. Limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda. Featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision, this dagger is built to last. On one side is etched my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer in 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with Methylene Blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with Methylene Blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation, 1776 worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, everybody's tuned in right now. The White House is. I just got some messages. I want to say hi to everybody there. Say hi to the, you know who. Say you're watching. I know that already. I'm just trying to not have us run the bus off a cliff here. That's all I'm trying to do. Just briefly, I've shot a report over a week ago. Incredible corruption we caught. I've never aired it. New stuff just keeps coming out. They've got their receiver. They could shut us down as early as tomorrow, probably the next few weeks. We just keep fighting. We keep winning. Keep praying for us. People don't, you know, take it serious. We've survived so much. And, you know, it's like they talk about those that are got the touch or whatever in war. It's been written about for thousands of years. Just certain people never get killed. Certain people just keep winning. I don't take it for granted. I liken it to, I had a lot of family members because we're a big, close family, and there was all these cool great uncles, great aunts. And my dad, especially when I was growing up, you know, we would always, a lot of weekends, go, we got to go see this person. They're having heart surgery. They got cancer. And you'd go see them, and they'd beat it, and they'd come visit, and they'd hang out, and then they'd be at dinner, so fine, and everything, and a week later, they're dead. And you just never expected they'd be gone, but you're at their funeral. And, you know, even when they shut down InfoWars, it's going to be quite the big deal. Because, you know, We've survived so much craziness. And they are coming in just absolutely lawsuits, attacking me and my family. They put in filings in this giant filing that you notice hadn't hit the news, even though it's almost 2 weeks old. And then now they made their other big move Monday. I learned about this morning because I've been busy. My lawyer's like, you know, I've been calling me back. I'm like, I've been busy. I literally, my way of dealing with this is I just don't think about it. And he said, you understand the Connecticut, you know, Democrat Party group, they dropped their claims in federal court of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Because it was held up in federal court, they dropped it all to go straight to state court saying, we want our money, we want his business closed that's offered to pay them money. You've seen him in all the videos saying, we don't want money, we want him shut down, which you're not supposed to get under the law. And then separate headlines, Jones hiding money, that same thing. So it's just harassment. I'm blessed I haven't been killed or put in prison. The globalists have tried, not these people. They always say when I talk about in general, like, oh, you're saying we did that. No, I'm talking about your bosses, you know, the power structure. But I just always love how they keep turning the heat up and think, like, they literally, a few of the last times in federal court, come to my lawyers, the times I'm not there most of the time. This hearings all, you know, like once a month at least. I've probably been to like five federal ones and a whole bunch of state ones, but maybe I go to a third of them. And they walk over and they go, why hadn't he given up yet? You know, we'll go easy on him if he just gives us InfoWars. Yeah, right. Sure, there. Yeah. Your filing said you own my name. They said, yes, the 13th Amendment last year, they said in the filing. Even Bloomberg covered it. You can look it up. Just type in the 13th Amendment does not apply to Alex Jones, Bloomberg.com. It'll pull up. It's in a filing. They said, well, the prohibition against slavery applies to everybody else, but Alex Jones is a special case. And you read the filing, they don't say the special case. Remember the Onion Bloomberg guy with Stephanopoulos on what, ABC News or whatever it is? And he goes, Stephanopoulos goes, well, the judge says you guys didn't really offer any money, but you were just giving it in a fake auction, and he's going to shut it down. He goes, no, it's ours. He goes, well, how can you not pay money, but and Alex Jones had a buyer and not take the money? He goes, it's Alex Jones. And the Bloomberg guy that actually owns it just nods. Yeah, there's Alex Jones, bankruptcy trustee, aims to sell social media accounts. And if you read in the article, it says from the filing, well, yeah, there's an amendment after the Civil War against slavery, and you can't own somebody's name, but Alex Jones is a special case. Just control F, special case. And I tell people this, they go, I tell lawyers, you know, that aren't on the case, they go, yeah, right, they didn't say the 13th Amendment does apply to you. I'm like, the hell they don't. I get on my phone, pull the ruling up. They go, what the hell? You'd have to have a constitutional amendment. Nobody is going to repeal. You guys can control F it. You know that, right? Just hit control F. That might be a subscription article. Then you got to find it. So they might have cut it out. It's so embarrassing. Go to the Wayback Machine. It's in the filing. So notice they searched it and the article came up, but it's not there. This happens all the time now. But imagine the 13th Amendment does not apply to me. Now, a liberal would be a victim and roll around and pee on themselves. I love that. We've got these people saying the 13th Amendment abolition on slavery does not apply to Alexander Emmerich Jones. Man, they say you judge a man by his friends and his enemies. And boy, do I have the worst enemies, and that means I'm over the target. Just like my grandfather, dropping bombs over Italy and then Germany when he volunteered for all those extra missions in a B-17. And then their base got strafed. I never learned this until after he was dead. I didn't even know it until he got his files. He had it in a box. He was trying to re-volunteer for more missions, and he'd already done, you're only supposed to do 22 missions, he'd already done 22 more, he was volunteering again. And they were losing, at that time, like half the people in the squadrons a month. Some missions, they lost half the planes. And my grandfather, Jerry Jones, sat with that guy. Like John Wayne for real, folks. He walked around, I was like, what the hell? Like, this is the, you know, the king has arrived. And black, jet black hair, chiseled face, baby blue eyes. And he said, I don't care. It was in his paper. I'm doing another 22 missions. Because the catch 22 was, you only do 22, but half the time you die early in the war. And he volunteered again. And this part of the story I'd heard, he'd always say, oh, I was just a cook in the Army. You know, I was over the mess hall. So that's what he did after that. And then bulldozer equipment and stuff. When they went to Germany, he saw the dead bodies. Might have told my dad about that, but side issue. The Germans ran a mission and bombed and strafed their airfield. And so he got a Purple Heart jumping into the bunker, but it still blew up. And it was in his paperwork, commendations, got all these medals because he was refusing, even though he was hurt. And they ordered him, you're not going on the next mission. And the B-17 blew up because we have the letters. He was all depressed about it. And his co-pilot became the main captain and died on that next mission. I mean, that's how close I don't exist. Because both my grandfathers were in the Army Air Corps. And then I get to have Ben Shapiro call me. I mean, it's sick. It's sick. My other grandfather wasn't illustrious, flew a couple missions in his fighter plane and crashed and rolled over and broke a bunch of bones and was out of the war. And thank God he got out of the war because I probably wouldn't exist either. You think flying a B-17 was dangerous? How about flying a fighter plane back then? That was those German pilots? Ooh. So, yeah, I really take it personal because I mean, compared to Ben Shapiro, I'm Captain America. And I see people like Ben Shapiro as Red Skull in his activities. You know, when I look at Ben Shapiro, I see somebody a lot closer to the Nazis than me. So I don't embrace the fetish of hating Jews in its own sick, twisted projection of that. But why is all that evil stuff opposing you? Why do you conjure that up? It ain't because you're like Jesus, I can tell you that. So I'm done talking about it. I don't know why I went off on that story, but about 6 months ago, I was digging through my parents' stuff. They were saying, look at these photos. That's some really cool photos of my grandfather in the Army Air Corps. I meant to find those. I meant to bring those in. I gave them to Marley. I don't know what she did with them, but my sister. But that's cool stuff. You know, that's cool stuff. And then you get to be called a Nazi when you have nothing to do with it. I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. Evan in New York, thanks for holding here on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Good afternoon.
Good, brother. Go ahead.
God bless this crew. God bless you, Trump, and the Indomitable Spirit we all have together. I called last week. I'm glad to get on again a second time. I don't want to say that I am, like, getting in the Q territory here, but I think Trump's trying to grab everyone's attention, no matter how he does it. I feel like I'm getting a little bit of Q territory. I feel as if he's going to release something big, and he wants everyone to pick it up.
Well, I mean, he controls the Justice Department. He can release it. I hear this Q stuff. Oh, he needs to do this, so the Democrats call for it to be released. He's in charge. Epstein died under his watch 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago. So, boy, I sure hope it's 50 trillion DHS. I mean, I hope that's the case. You know, this is really upsetting his constituents. You know, telling his constituents don't look into this. MTG coming out against it. I really don't see the angle there, Evan.
Yeah, no, that's like the last hope with this type of scenario. Like, other than that,
well, I'll tell you, my last hope is I'm going to talk about it here and there, but I'm going to triage it and move on. Not because Trump said so, just because it's so disgusting. And also, I'm not going to have what I say out of context used against us. So I'm making the strategic decision, and I'm saying it publicly, that I'll still cover it here and there, but I'm going to limit it what I do because it's just a disaster.
I agree.
God bless you. I appreciate the call. I told you all last Monday it was Trump. Ah, you're a traitor. No, he said, yeah, it's me. I mean, let me tell you something. I wish I was wrong more often. I'm wrong maybe 2% of the time. And, man, I wish I was wrong all the time. I just really do. People say, I see it too, like, the lawsuits, he sold out. That's why he's attacking Trump. They're trying to shut us down right now. They don't give a rat's ass. They want me shut down because they want populists that'll tell the truth. I'll tell the truth on Trump. I'll tell the truth on them. I have a giant audience. They don't like you having power. Our focal point. All this does, and the people in the Justice Department are ethical that I'm talking to, and who knows if they'll indict these people, and I really pushed it. They're interested because they've been so sloppy on my case, the Democrats. But it does not help me to get my enemies indicted to be attacking Trump. Let's just see, I don't think about myself in context of this. That's not how my brain works. Because I get the big picture. We got to have America and the world succeed and stop war. It doesn't matter about my case. I mean, I'm going to fight it. I need support to stay on air and fund the new stuff. And I'm going to 100% not pull punches. I'm going to 100% go all the way. But shut this place down? Man, you just tied my ass to a rocket. It'll be a big hassle. Bunch of stuff going on. But it's like all I can do is keep fighting, and it doesn't matter what happens. I leave it all on the field. Like, I don't like fighting. I don't like somebody coming up and knocking me upside the head. I haven't been in a fight in a long time, but back in the day, I grew up in a very bizarre, violent culture. I think of all the stuff I went through. It doesn't even sound real. Dallas in the 1980s and early 90s. And it was because I never backed down. People were cocky. They ran their mouths. They had, you know, rednecks, blacks, Mexicans, all of them. I never fought Asians. But, man, I fought Mexicans. I fought blacks. I fought rednecks. I'd say I mainly fought blacks. They'd be about 50% of the fights. Rednecks were about 40%. Mexicans were about 10. Hundreds. People say, oh, you've been in 200 fights. I've probably been in more than 200 fights. I never even told people this stuff. I put 10 people in comas. I beat people to death. You know, they died later, a few months. Man, I beat people to death. I never started any of the fights. But somebody started kicking my ass. Somebody started hurting me. Blackout, you're going to be dead or wish you were. And do I hate blacks and Mexicans because they racially attacked me a bunch? Nope, not all blacks and Mexicans are like that. Most of them aren't. They're great people. But my point is that if the globalists think that attacking me is going to get me to back down, they got the exact opposite picture as they're experiencing now. And I always felt bad later when somebody was in a pool of blood getting put in an ambulance. And they'd say, why do you keep doing this? They try to put me in a mental institution, all of it. They always go get the witnesses. I said, we can't put him in a mental institution. He's totally normal. But they just, you attack me, I turn into a demon. I can't help it. You're not a reporter. You're a killer, Private Joker. Well, I am a killer. And I'm a killer of globalists intellectually. What you've seen in the InfoWar is what I can do in the past physically. And it's not a thing to brag about. It's the point is, I'm an animal. And so are you. And you've forgotten, I'm also connected to God. I'm higher than animal, but I'm still an animal at one level. And you guys have forgotten about how much power you've got. You've forgotten you had a will. Uriah in Texas, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir, Alex. Good afternoon. I realize it's you and I on the phone right now, but if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to President Donald J. Trump.
Go ahead.
Since apparently he is listening. President Trump, in spite of me being raised to never trust or have respect for a man from New York City, I voted for you 3 times. Am I sorry I did? No. But do you get to excommunicate me from being a supporter? Hell no. You're the one that's being weak right now. Guess who has bigger nuts than you right now? Marjorie Taylor Greene. Why don't you reach down there and see if you have a pair. Check yourself. I'm not talking about just the Epstein stuff. I'm talking about all these traitors walking around free still. I'm talking about all of these illegal aliens in our country still walking around free, working, getting benefits from our government. Do something. Do something about all that. You're not even doing things half-assed. You're barely doing it quarter-assed. Alex is being nice and saying you're 90%. Boy, with me, you're 25% at best. You need to be doing a hell of a lot more than what you're doing and what you have been doing. You need to be deporting 100 times more than people than you have been deporting. There needs to be a dump truck full of handcuffs that need to be attached to people that have been breaking laws and being traitors to this nation for years now. You're weak. You're acting weak, and you're perpetuating weakness. We need to cut all ties with this, with Israel. We need to cut all ties with Ukraine. I can't believe you even acknowledge Zelensky as any kind of leader of that quote-unquote country. We don't need to be treating them as if they're part of NATO. We don't need to be letting other NATO members treat them as if they're part of NATO. What in the hell is wrong with you? You talk about how stupid Joe Biden is. Joe Biden, at least, I don't know, he is stupid, but you're smarter than this and still making stupid decisions.
Well, the worst part is telling his constituents that ask questions to go to hell. That's so stupid.
I can't believe, like I said, he's not going to excommunicate me from being his supporter. He's my president. I voted for him, and I take responsibility for that. I'll be damned if he's going to keep pulling the wool over our eyes and acting as if this is the only thing he can do.
I hear you. I can talk to you for an hour, Uriah. I'm sorry to get to everybody, but let's go to Willie in San Diego. Great points. It's very sad. We got to be honest, though. Willie in San Diego, go ahead.
Prayers to your family and crew. And we're riding on the vitamin mineral fusion out here. You know, there's always Trumpers and there's never Trumpers, but it's got to be okay to criticize, especially constructively. Obviously, the bigger story here is the Epstein cover-up. We don't want to see any child porn. We just want to see the truth. But it feels like he's stuck back in 1991.
We want to see the perpetrators indicted.
Exactly.
That's another thing. You all want to see child porn. No, you're the ones covering it up. Don't you blame us for what you're involved in. Piss people off worse. Why would Trump be turning against his supporters like this?
If Trump doesn't think he's too old or ignorant, well, then some of the people around him certainly do. He's never been self-critical of anything he does. In fact, he still tells us he's our favorite president and now has a perfect administration, an AG that's doing a fantastic job, and Obama and the Clintons are totally responsible. Well, we need to remind him that not all of us fell for his warp speed and still have critical thinking skills out here. The conjecture is insulting.
Well, that's right. We gave him a pass on warp speed, but now this is too much.
Absolutely. My sister died suddenly, by the way.
Sorry.
Anyway, hats off to you and everything you do. We love your crew. We love your vitamins. And keep up the good work, buddy. You're not forgotten.
I love you, brother. I appreciate you. Paul in Utah, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yes, hello, Alex. I want to just push the shirt for a minute. It's several jet planes towing the American flag, and underneath it says The Real Alex Jones Show. .com, but it's about several planes, and they're kind of towing the United States American flag. And I live in a town that has an Air Force base in Utah, and give me one moment, and I get looks at that shirt, and people ask me, where'd you get it? and I tell them from the real Alex Jones.
I didn't know he saw that shirt. Well, what's the shirt called?
I don't know what I call it. Okay, there's several jets flying, right? And one is, and they're carrying the American flag as they fly in formation.
Let me tell you, I told them I want the widest selection, but it's become its own problem. How do you look up 500-plus T-shirts? It's unbelievable. I mean, I can't even know about it.
I could tell you when I call. I'll call up tomorrow, and I'll tell one of your people who sell the shirts to pass it on to you. But the bottom line is there's several jets in formation, okay, you know, a formation, and the American flag is, so to speak, being towed behind them. Each one is in the red stripe, okay, of the seven stripes, okay? And then it says underneath that it says the real Alex Jones .com show. .com, realalexjones.com. But it's an awesome shirt. I'm at an Air Force base in Utah, and a lot of people ask me where I get the shirt from.
Well, that's beautiful. Matt and RJ and Andrew, we'll get your number. I'm going to call everybody back tomorrow. We missed. Owen's about to take over. We're almost out of time. What do you want to say about Trump's issue with Epstein? Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, bottom line is Trump, you got to cut him some slack. That's what I'm not saying you, Alex. I'm just saying in general. You got to cut him some slack.
No, I am okay. Cutting him in slack. Well, we need him. We need him. My criticism is getting to stop it.
I know. All I'm saying is I trust Trump. From my side, I trust Trump. And I think what he's doing concerning this tirade to the news people and other people, I trust him on it. I think he's going to
most of the stuff he does turns out okay. I hope that's the case. God bless you. All right, Owen Schroyer takes over. Sorry to Matt, RJ, and Andrew. But you have their name and number. I'll take calls again tomorrow if we're even here. If not, we'll be at the Alex Jones Network. Follow us on AJN Live on X. Get the little backup network built. Get the bigger one getting built. Regardless, we got to move out of this building. We rent it. Been here 16 years, and it's great studios and everything. But we won't be here in a year regardless. But they're trying to shut us down right now, and people are like, oh, we hear that all the time. Well, I mean, I showed you the filings. It's right here. We keep fighting. We need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The new tactical battle dagger is selling out quick. Have all the great methylene blue and more. Thanks for your support. You're the reason we're still here. And I want to thank you all. Great job, crew. God bless you.
Fox News alert. The Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room 2 weeks when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.